I don't have a whole lot to add to that. I think that's been pretty complete. As the singing teacher and speech language pathologist on our team, I actually do gather most of the history, and that history doesn't just include all of the medical stuff, but includes all the little repertoire things, and I'm the one who can get to that. Oh, it's that phrase that's getting to you. I understand what that is. And then the otolaryngologist doesn't need to hear that. I know how to truncate that for him and say, this is what's up. And the singer can spend half an hour giving that to me, and I can give it to him in one sentence. The other thing that happens is in the course of treatment, then, things do come up, and I become the liaison for all those other team members, who also include not only those, the GI specialist, visit to the TMD clinic, the Feldenkrais specialist, you know, all of those. And I'm the one to invite the singing teacher in, please come to our sessions and watch what we're doing. Or let me talk to you about now where do we go in terms of the singing lesson from the treatment session. So it's that kind of liaison person that's important.